Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 23rd, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our goal is to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Who Are You Following? The scripture text is from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21.
Elijah went before the people and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing.
Rabbi Daniel Lapin, in his book, America's Real War, powerfully argues, as an Orthodox Jew, that the real threat to America is the agenda of the secular. Well, this is true whatever country you may be listening to this podcast from. Since he authored this book in 1999, of course, we've also become very aware of the threat by radical followers of Islam.
Lapin counters the popular, oft-asserted view that the influence of serious followers of Christ and the Bible is dangerous. He forcefully declares that the Judeo-Christian worldview is foundational to America's greatness, and specifically, her founding as a Christian nation, something revisionist historians sneer at. I really enjoy history, Stephen particularly does, and we've read numerous books, but I've never seen the defense of America's Christian heritage more forcefully or convincingly made than he does as a devout Jewish rabbi. Lapin asserts the real war we face is pro-God versus anti-God.
Elijah's question is so fitting for the contemporary church and Christian. How long will you waver between two opinions? He confronted the apostate, idolatrous northern kingdom with this succinct query. It seems the people of God had long forgotten the final challenge of Joshua several hundred years earlier, too. Choose you this day whom you will serve.
Well, sadly, they wavered in their allegiance. The Hebrew word for waver literally means to hop or skip over. They were hesitant about whom to commit to, and they were double-minded. Many years later, the Apostle James wrote in chapter 1, verse 8, A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Well, the question is still at the heart of the issue when stripped of politeness. Very few want to be called anti-God. They may be ambivalent. They may be agnostic. They may even say they have their private faith. But the bottom line really is that they're anti-God. Jesus said it so well, of course. He who is not with me is against me. Matthew 12, verse 30. You can't be sort of with God and sort of against God.
Well, this day, we want to be like the old Jewish prophet Elijah. He didn't mince his words. So many today are like the people who, when confronted with Elijah's clear choice, said nothing. Perhaps they thought by committing to neither way, they would appease both. That sounds like the rampant pluralism of our day. And it really sounds like far too many in the visible church.
But the one true God does not give us the option of wavering. The words continue to ring down through the ages. If the Lord is God, follow him. Jesus Christ and the New Testament preachers did not tolerate wavering commitment. They never ran after people to accommodate their beliefs and double-mindedness. The once wavering Thomas, confronted with the evidence, exclaimed, My Lord and my God, and went on to live and to die for his master. Let us wholeheartedly serve God today and boldly declare,
The Lord is God, and I will follow him.
Let's pray together. Jesus, help me to thirst and hunger for your word, where I always find convincing truth to assure me this is the way. Walk in it. I want to keep my heart fixed upon you and my mind certain of your truths in this age where false religions abound. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And I gain entry to the Father only through you, Jesus, the Son. I've got a made-up mind, and I'm going to follow you during the good and the bad times, the lean and plentiful years, whether I stand with many or if I stand alone. I choose to wholeheartedly follow you. Amen.
Amen. That's a wonderful expression of commitment we hope you will all make today. Let me make a couple of final notes for the podcast itself. The devotional part is finished. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. And our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net with the goal to encourage. In fact, really, we begin our 11th year of ministry with this type of ministry, although the podcast has been around just over a year. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to that site today on Monday the 23rd or any other day, just back up to the 23rd, the archive file. We have a beautiful fall photo up, as well as a photo of some young people at a church we're presently serving as an interim pastor that are working together, and they had a means of raising funds for missions. Also have on the site today the book I referred to, if you'd be interested in purchasing the book by Rabbi Daniel. And I noticed my wife pronounced it different than me, and I know I've heard this man interviewed on the radio, but it's L-A-P-I-N. And I'm not sure how he pronounces his name. That book is available. It's just you'll go to our site, and then there's a click to get to a place where you can purchase the book if you would desire. And we often like to use audio supplemental resources. And today, Brooksine had a song in mind that had the line, "I've Got a Made-Up Mind," she thought would go, by Jerome Davis, but we couldn't find it. Then I think of one by Point of Grace I enjoy called "I Choose You." But the one we did find amply on the web, and in this particular case, it's a church sung live in a church out of Canada called "These Are the Days of Elijah." Many of you have heard it. It's a great song, a lot of tempo, and a good meaning. And there is a link to an MP3 audio file of that that, since you're listening to this podcast, you will easily be able to download if you choose to or listen to live. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. And I once again declare, the Lord is God, and I will follow Him. Please join me.